Here's the pitch. That's in there for a called strike two. So Hudson Miller up in the count. No balls and two strikes. The right-hander peeks at the runner at first. He's ready. Kicks and deals. There's a well-hit ball center field. Going back. But again, the ball is getting knocked down today. Boy, maybe on another day. But not today, as Owen Dickman makes the grab in deep center field to retire Tony Ifedano and end the Warrior fourth. But for the Warriors in the fourth, they score three runs. Three runs without benefit of a base hit. Couple of errors and one runner left on base. End of four. Wausau West 4, Wittenberg, Bernwood nothing. This is Wausau West Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Top of the fifth inning here from Wausau West High School, and the Warriors lead the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Chargers by a score of 4-0. Leading things off for the Chargers is Easton Davis, the number 9 hitter in the count. Two balls and no strikes. Davis, Xander Bark, and Owen Dickman here for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Still out there for the Warriors, working is Marshall Helke. And the 2-0 is in there for strike one called. Helke has been outstanding so far for the Warriors. Four shutout innings, allowing just three base hits. Two balls and one strike on Davis. Here's the kick and the pitch. There's a line drive into center field for a base hit. So Davis lines it to center to start off the Whitburn fifth. And now back to the top of the order, Xander Bark. Bark is 1-for-2. He singled his last time up. So back to the top of the order now for Whitburn as they try to rally. Marshall Helke fires. Drops a little bit low on a fastball for ball one. One ball, then no strikes. That was the fourth base hit for Whitburn. Warriors only have one hit, but they've got four runs. There's a line drive towards left field. Drops in front of the Warriors' rider, Schindler. And that's back-to-back base hits for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood to start off the fifth.
Number 11, Owen Dickman.
And now Owen Dickman will come to the plate, and he has a couple of base hits already for Whitburn. He singled in the first and singled in the third. Right-handed batter. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. So, little trouble here for Marshall Helke. First and second, nobody out. Let's see how the right-hander does. He's been outstanding here for West. Again, the runners take their leads. Here's Helke's pitch. Outside, taken for ball one. Oh, they call. I spoke a little soon. They gave him the outside corner. For strike two called. That was, I thought, a little wide, but we'll take it. Nothing and two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So a big first out here in the fifth for Helke. And that will bring up the number three hitter,
number six,
Connor Meverden. Runners remain on first and second. They take their leads. Helke kicks, fires. Fastball drops a little bit low. Ball one. Four nothing Warriors, top of the fifth inning. Lights have taken effect here on this overcast late Friday afternoon. Early Friday evening by now. Helke again looks back twice at the runner at second, kicks, deals. Misses a little bit up, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Connor Meverden. The cleanup hitter, Oliver Frazel, waits on deck. Putting down the finger, setting the target again is Rowan Robbins for Wausau West. And the pitch. Low and outside, gets away to the backstop, and the runners each will advance 90 feet. So now, Wittenberg Burnhamwood has runners on second and third. One out, and a 3-0 count on Connor Meverden. Meverden reaches base, the potential tying run will come to the plate for the Chargers. Looking in again is Marshall Helke for the Warriors. Sets at the chest, kicks, fires. Misses outside, and that's ball four. So now the bases are loaded for Wittenberg Burnhamwood, and their cleanup man, Oliver Frazza, comes to the plate. Frazza has popped up twice in this game. Popped up to the catcher. Popped up to the first baseman. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left-hand side into left field for a base hit. One run is in, and getting held up at third will be Bark, but it's an RBI single. Easton Davis comes in to score, and it's now 4-1. Ground ball out of the reach of a diving Joe Gravine at third base. And now the tying run is on base, and the potential lead run is at the plate for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Carson Meverden due up next. He is 0-1. He did walk his last time up. So 4-1, top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up, but it's over my head and out of play. Strike one. One run, six hits, a couple of errors for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Four runs, one hit, no errors for Wausau West. 4-1 Warriors, top of the fifth inning. Again, now taking a little too much time is Helke, and stepping out is Carson Meverden. Ready to go is Marshall Helke. Sets, kicks, fires. Ground ball, pass Helke, and into center field for a base hit. And that will score two runs. Oh, and the throw. Really shouldn't have thrown it home, but fortunately for the Warriors, nobody advanced because there was no chance to get the runner. But it's a two RBI single to center for Carson Meverden. And just like that, it's a 4-3 game. That was a bit of a tough break because that ball was not hit all that well, but it just got past Helke and then right past second base into center field for the base hit. Runners on first and second. One out for Milo Selveson. Selveson is grounded out and laid down a sacrifice bunt. So 4-3, all of a sudden back to a one-run game. Warriors scored three in the bottom of the fourth, and now three for Wittenberg Burnhamwood, and there's going to be an appeal to third base. Warriors are claiming that one of the base runners missed the bag on that last base hit, but the umpire disagrees, so the appeal is not successful for Wausau West. So now Salveson steps in. Runners off second and first. Marshall Helke sets and comes home. Fastball in at the knees for strike one called. Open stance from the right-handed batter's box for Milo Salveson. Peeking back at the runner and coming home is Helke. Ground ball towards shortstop. Tony Ifedal charges, flips the second, gets the force, on to first, a little bit late. Fielder's choice for Salveson, 6-4 on the putout at second. Runner at advances to third, Fraza, he is the tying run. Runners on the corners, two outs for Hudson Miller. Hudson Miller has walked and flown out. Trying to get out of this inning with the lead intact, and now breaking it between first and second is the runner. Oh, did they call a balk? They did. The runner broke from first, and not stepping off properly before leaving the mound was Helke, and they call a balk on the Warrior pitcher. That will allow Fraza to come in and score. And advancing to second is South, tied at four. Wittenberg, Bernamo is trying to get into a rundown with Salveson between first and second and perhaps give Fraza an opportunity to break for the plate, but almost immediately the base umpire indicated a balk. So Hudson Miller is still at the plate. Runner leads off second. Here's the pitch. There's a liner towards right field, in for a base hit. Picked up, fired home. There's going to be a play! And getting around the tag is Salveson with the lead run. Capitz fired from right. The ball was there, but getting around the tag was Salveson. It's an RBI single for Miller, and Wittenberg Burnhamwood has taken their first lead, 5-4. So now the ninth batter to come to the plate here in the top of the fifth, Chris Sippel, will step in for Whitburn. Long, tough inning here for the Warriors. Pickoff move, and the runner is back in safely, Miller. So 5-4, Wittenberg Burnhamwood as we play the top half of the fifth inning. Marshall Helke looks in. Here's the pitch. Runner on the move. It's a hit and run. It'll be false out of play. Looks like the activity over the softball diamond has come to an end. Wausau West was hosting a triangular today. No balls and a strike. Pickoff move. And back in safely again is Hudson Miller. Five run, top of the fifth inning here for Wittenberg Burnhamwood. They've taken the lead. Pitch is taken for a strike. Runners on the move. Throw to second. Goes into center field. But covered quickly by Waldvogel in center. And the runner stays at second base. So now another runner in scoring position here for the Chargers. No balls and two strikes is the count on Sippel. Helke's pitch. Misses away on a fastball. That's ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Sippel is 0-2. He has grounded out the shortstop both times. One, two. Just misses a tad up. And that's ball two. Close pitch. Sipple took it. Got the call. Two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second base. Helke is ready. Here's the kick and the pitch. Misses up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball three. Full count here on Christopher Sipple. Again, Rowan Robbins will put down the fingers and set the target. Runner off second. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses away, and that's ball four. So now the 10th batter to come to the plate, Easton Davis, will step in. He started off this frame, singling and scoring the first run, and I think we may get a pitching change here for the Warriors. John Albee will come out, and we will see a new hurler here for the Wausau West Warriors. But Marshall Helke pitched well, and he'll get a round of applause as he comes off. Runners on first and second with two outs. Top of the fifth inning, five runs in for Wittenberg Bernwood as they've taken a 5-4 lead. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
And the new pitcher for the Wausau West Warriors is Dylan Landreth. He'll come out here to try and get out of this inning. First and second with two outs. Easton Davis steps in, left-handed batter. Landreth out of the stretch, kicks, fires. Fastball right in there for strike one called. Davis started off this rally in this frame with a leadoff single and then came around to score the first run. He is 1-for-2. Runners off second and first. Landreth sets at the shoulders. Two looks back at the runner, now fires. Swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing and two is coming out, throwing a couple of strikes, and that's what's needed, Dylan Landreth. Has the sign, has the target. The right-hander kicks and deals. There's a roller, first base side, pull foul. We'll do it again at nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Easton Davis, the right fielder for Wittenberg Bernwood, number 9 hitter in the Charger order. 5-4, Wittenberg Bernwood with the lead. Warriors scored once in the first. They scored three in the fourth to take a 4-0 lead. And now five runs here in the top of the fifth for Whitburn. Dylan Landreth is ready. Two looks back at the runner at second. Now comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the inning comes to an end. But a long inning as Wittenberg Bernwood sends 10 batters to the plate in the fifth. They score five runs on five base hits and leave two runners on base. end of 4.5. It's Wittenberg, Burnhamwood 5, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Well, now the Warriors will try to respond here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-4 Wittenberg, Burnhamwood. The Warriors will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Ryder Schindler, Joel Gravine, and Ty Teske. It looks like a new pitcher here for the Whitburn Chargers. Well, actually, no, it's not the new pitcher, as the first pitch again from Hudson Miller is in the dirt. Such a long top of the inning, I forgot that Miller had come on in the last inning in relief of Oliver Fraza, and he will be out there again to start the fifth. Ryder Schindler is 1-for-2, had a single and an RBI in the first, and hit into a fielder's choice in the third. 1-0. Hudson Miller rocks, kicks, fires. There's a roller third base side foul. Hudson Miller working out of the windup. The relief pitchers are working out of the windup with nobody on base. We saw the starters work out of the stretch in all situations to begin the game. 1-1. Ground ball, left-hand side. Scooped up by Oliver Fraza. In the dirt and able to dig it out on the other end was Sipple. So 5-3 put out to retire Ryder Schindler. And up next will be Joel Gravine for the Warriors.
Joe
Gravine has grounded to short and flown out to center field. Gave it a pretty good ride the last time up, but again, it's a tough day to knock anything out of the ballpark with this wind blowing in on a very cold day. And there's something going on. I'm not sure what's going on. They're looking back towards the parking area from the third base dugout, but Joel Gravine's going to get set to a step in. Hudson Miller working out on the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Dove off the table. Ended up just about ankle high. And coming up empty was Gravine for strike one. Miller's ready. Rocks, kicks, and deals. Drops down low. I got to tell you, it is cold, and yet I look out there and see Hudson Miller not wearing any shirt underneath the jersey. Just bare arms, and I guess if you're out there actually playing, it's much, much warmer. But it is a cold evening as there's a chopper, third base side goes foul, and the count 1-2. I say sitting around watching the game and calling the game, you get cold. You're not moving around that much. And again, it's been this way all week long for our broadcast. Just chilly, chilly conditions. No balls, two strikes here on Joe Gravine. Here is the pitch. Low and outside, knocked down by the catcher, Meverden. And that's a ball. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another good breaking ball from Hudson Miller. And Gravine goes down swinging. Two up and two down for the Warriors. And that'll bring up Ty Teske, the first baseman. Teske. Grounded out to shortstop in the first. Walked and scored a run in the fourth. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Another breaking ball. This one drops down low. Laying off is Teske. Ball one. Good pop in the bat from the left-hand side for Ty Teske. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Teske had a terrific freshman campaign a year ago, and he's somebody that's going to be right in the midst of that Wausau West batting order here as a sophomore. Swing and a miss. That one had about thigh high. Big cut by Teske, but swung through it, and it's 1-2. Open stance from the left-handed box. Waves the bat as he waits. Hudson Miller fires. Strike three called. And that will do it for the Warriors in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. End of five, Wittenberg-Burnerwood 5, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Little bit of light rain starts to fall just to add to the pleasant conditions here this Friday evening. Chilly and now a little bit of moisture coming out of the clouds as we head to the top of the sixth inning. As Xander Bark will lead things off of the Chargers as Wittenberg-Burnerwood leads 5-4. Dylan Landreth kicks and fires. Misses outside for ball one. So a one-run game as we head to the sixth. The right-hander, Landreth, is ready. Kicks and fires. Fastball in at the knees for strike one called. Looking to get a goose egg for the Chargers here in the sixth is Landreth to give his offense another chance in the bottom half of the frame. There's a flare off to the right field side. Foul ball. Count goes to 1-2. Again, tomorrow, back here at Wausau West, not too long from now, 15 and a half hours, they'll start the doubleheader against Eau Claire North. There's a roller, third base side, charging is Gravine. He'll pick, little double clutch, fires, and that will be just enough to allow Bark to beat it out. Was not really an error, that's just, I think, it was a hard play. infield single. And the leadoff man on base for the Chargers
brings up number 11, Owen Dickman.
And Owen Dickman, the center fielder, will step in next. Dickman has a couple of hits here today. He is 2 for 3. Pickoff move, and a little lean by Bark, but the throw is off the target, and he's back safely. There's the pitch, taken for a strike, runner on the move, throw to second, it goes into center field, but again, pinching in is Miles Waldvogel, as he will pick it up. But now a runner in scoring position for Wittenberg-Bernewu with nobody out. 1-1 on Owen Dickman. Right-handed batter, hands up near the right ear hole. Landreth, a couple of peeks back at the runner, takes a third look. Now kicks and fires. Pitch misses up high, taken for a ball. 1-1. Rowan Robbins behind the plate will set the target, put down the fingers and set the target. 1-1. Good hard breaking pitch in there for strike two called. Boy, that was a good pitch from Landreth. Had a lot of bite on it. And now up in the count, 1-2. 1-2. Liking the sign is Landreth. He shakes his head affirmatively. Peeks at the runner at second. Comes home. Down low, short hop by Rowan Robbins, and the count evens up at 2-2. Nine base hits in the game for the Wittenberg-Bernewu Chargers. Just one base hit for the Warriors. 5-4 game. Pickoff back to second, and back in standing up is Xander Bark. Warriors led 1-0 after one, added three in the bottom of the fourth to lead 4-0, and then a 5-run top of the fifth has given Whitburn a 5-4 lead. And the pitch. Foul ball at the plate. Stays 2-2. Nobody out, top of the sixth inning. Cool wind blowing right into our faces here, blowing in from the left field foul pole. Again, the runner leads off second. Landreth kicks, fires. High pop, again out of play. Remains 2-2. 2-2 on Owen Dickman, the number 2 hitter, center fielder for Wittenberg-Bernewu. Whitburn comes in 5-1 overall. They are 3-0 in the CWC East, tied for first in that conference. Pickoff back to second, and this time closer, but back in safely again, is Xander Bark. By the way, he has 3 hits now, that single here to start off this inning, infield single. 3-for-4 in the game for the Whitburn leadoff man. Landreth, again, peeks back at the runner, kicks, fires. Misses inside, and the count runs full, 3-2. 3-2 on Owen Dickman. Connor Meverden on deck. Again, the lead taken at second. Two looks back, but now the payoff pitch. Low and outside, and that's 4. First and second, nobody out now for Wittenberg-Bernewu, and Connor Meverden coming to the plate. Well, a little trouble here to start off the top of the sixth for Wausau West.
And Connor Meverden.
Right-handed batter, hands up high, slightly open stance. Staring in, getting the sign is Dylan Landreth. He's ready. Kicks, fires. There's a bunt. Third base side, push foul. So number three hitter, Meverden, trying to lay down the bunt. Wasn't an early square around. It was almost like half trying to maybe sacrifice and half trying to get a base hit. Right-handed batter. No balls and one strike. Meverden is 0 for 2. He has walked and scored a run. Landreth again. Kicks and fires. Another square around, and this time missing on the attempt. Not looking like he's bunted a lot, is Connor Meverden. I think the number three hitter probably doesn't a lot, and those two attempts look like somebody who hasn't bunted a lot. And now down in the count, nothing and two. Again, the runners take their leads off second and first. Landreth setting at the shoulders. Kicks, fires. Strike three called. Big strikeout for West and Dylan Landreth, first out of the inning. That will bring up the cleanup hitter, Oliver Frazza. He is 1 for 3. He had an RBI single and scored a run as part of that 5-run fifth inning. Started as the pitcher, now playing third base. Landreth, a couple of looks back at the runner, comes home. Swing and a miss. Good downward bite on that pitch. Swinging over the top is Frazza, and that's strike one. Again, the runners take their leads at first and second. Rowan Robbins puts down the fingers, sets the target. 0-1 pitch. Misses inside, evens things up at 1-1. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union, longtime supporter of high school sports coverage here on 98.9 WXCO. Ball and a strike. Landreth fires. Fastball poured right in there for strike two called. Ball and two strikes on Oliver Frazza. Carson Meverden, who had a 2 RBI hit his last time up, waits on deck. Landreth kicks and deals. Just misses. Oh, a close pitch. Popped into the middle of Rowan Robbins, but just off the outside corner. And the count evens up at 2-2. That was a good pitch from Landreth. Boy, oh boy. 2-2. The right-hander's ready. Fires. Swing and a miss on a good breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts, and now two outs in the inning. Couple of big outs there for Dylan Landreth. Got the number 3 and 4 hitters in the Charger batting order, but now one more to go as the number 5 hitter, Carson Meverden, will step in. Meverden has grounded out, walked, and had a 2 RBI single. Landreth sets, kicks, and fires. Down low and outside for ball one. Five to four. Wittenberg Burnhamwood with the lead as we play the top half of the sixth inning. Non-conference matchup here on this Friday early evening. Pick off to second and back in safely again is Xander Bark. Trying to get out of this inning, Dylan Landreth keeping the Warriors to within one. The right-hander's ready. Kicks, deals. Down low, good block behind the plate by Rowan Robbins. He got, again, that chest protector down low, angled perfectly, knocked it down, kept the ball close enough where the runners could not advance. Two and nothing the count here on Carson Meverden. Long look, and now ready is Landreth. Again, the runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut that time by Meverden. Came up empty. Count now 2-1. Going through his signs again is Rowan Robbins. Setting the target. Landreth sets at the shoulders. Kicks. Fires. Line drive into center field for a base hit. Bark will be waved around third. Here comes the throw. It will be off target, and coming in to score will be Bark. An RBI single for Carson Meverden, and Wittenberg-Brunewood now leads 6-4. Three RBIs now for Carson Meverden for Wittenberg-Brunewood. Runners on first and second, two outs for DH Milo Salveson. Landreth kicks, fires. There's a well-hit ball left field. In his tracks, making the grab is Ryder Schindler, and that is out number three. But a run comes across on a couple of base hits for Wittenberg-Brunewood in the sixth. At the end of 5.5, it is Whitburn 6, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Keegan Cruzan will lead things off here for the Warriors. Pinch hitting in the number 5 slot, currently held by Dylan Landreth. Pitches up high for a ball from Hudson Miller. Keegan Cruzan, Miles Wahlvogel, and Rowan Robbins here for the Warriors. There's a fastball in there for Miller for a called strike one. 6-4. Wittenberg-Brunewood with the lead over the Warriors as we play the bottom of the sixth inning. Out of the windup, Miller's pitch. Swing and a miss. Keegan had a good cut at that one, but came up empty. Count goes to 1-2. Right-handed batter. Hands up high, waits. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. There's a ground ball to the right-hand side. Played at second by Hayden Miller. He'll flip the first in time. 4-3 on the putout for out number one. Well, the bats have been chilly here for the Warriors. They have four runs, but they only have one hit in this game. They came back in the first inning with Ryder Schindler. Next for the Warriors will be center fielder Miles Wahlvogel. Fastball from Miller in there for a strike. Boy, Miller's come out and thrown the ball well since relieving Oliver Frazza back in the fourth. he's in line to get the win if he can close it out. Pitch is down low for a ball, evens it up at 1-1. Warriors 1-3 so far this season. They come off a win, 17-0 over Tomahawk on Tuesday. 1-1. Check swing. Oh, they're going to say he did not go. Peeled it down the first base line, so it's two balls and one strike. So, good hitter's count. Here comes Hudson Miller's pitch. Takes a little off, and that floats in at the knees for strike two called. 2-2 on Miles Wahlvogel. Right back at it. Here's Miller's pitch. In there for strike three called. Well, Miller has struck out three since coming on. Two up and two down for the Warriors. And up next is the catcher, Rowan Robbins.
Catcher number eight, Rowan Robbins.
Right now, the Warriors early in the season outside that outburst against Tomahawk just have not been able to get much going offensively. Pitch is in there. Off-speed delivery for strike one called. And again, it has not been the greatest hitting conditions. The weather has not been great, and I think it will help once things do warm up. Pitch is off the inside corner for a called ball. One ball and one strike. One-one. Line drive, but taken on a hop at shortstop by Bark. Throws across in time. 6-3 on the putout. Robbins hit that ball on the screws, but a hard one hopper taken at short and a good throw across ends a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left for the Warriors in the sixth. Heading to the seventh. It's Wittenberg, Burnhamwood 6, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Top of the seventh inning, Wittenberg Burnhamwood coming to the plate, leading Wausau West 6-4. Would be the bottom third of the order for the Chargers. Hudson Miller, Chris Stipple, and Easton Davis. Dylan Landreth still out on the hill for the Warriors. Here's the kick and the pitch. And there's a fly ball right field side. Alex Kapitz going over a few strides. He'll make the call, make the grab. One pitch and one out in the seventh. Hudson Miller now is 1-for-3, had an RBI single back in the fifth, and now Christopher Sipple will step in. He is 0-for-2. He did walk his last time up.
Chris Sipple.
Warriors can't complain about the pitching here today, I think, because there's a good pitch in from Landreth for a strike. Again, they're going into their depth here today. I think we're going to see likely couple of the top starters tomorrow in that twin bill against Eau Claire North. But I think today you found a little depth. Swing and a miss for a strike. Because Marshall Helke threw the ball very well. I mean, four shutout innings, and then things kind of went sideways in the fifth. And here Landreth has been throwing the ball very well since he's come on as well for the Warriors. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Three pitches, three strikes, and out number two. So again, that's something you want to find here early in the season, that depth when it comes to the pitching. Next up, the number nine hitter, right fielder Easton Davis for the Chargers. He is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Hard breaking ball drops just a little bit low for ball one. The right-hander working quickly, sets at the shoulders, kicks and deals. Swing, a foul tip held onto by Rowan Robbins, evens it up at 1-1. Landreth coming out, really throwing the ball well here in the top of the seventh, trying to make quick work of Wittenberg Brunewood and give his offense one more shot in the bottom half of the inning. 1-1, swing and a miss. Threw that one right past Davis, and the count goes to 1-2. Ready to go is stepping out for a moment is Davis, but ready to fire is Landreth. He is set, kicks, fires. Down into the artificial dirt, and that will even it up at 2-2. Should Davis reach base, top of the order, and Xander Bark, who has three hits, waiting on deck. Again, ready is Dylan Landreth. He'll kick and fire. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that will do it for the Chargers in the seventh. Three up and three down for Wittenberg Brunewood, heading to the bottom of the seventh. Last crack for the Warriors as they trail 6-4. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Warriors trail by a score of 6-4, 8-9-1 hitters for West against Hudson Miller. Miller's first pitch of the inning is inside to Miles Halbert. Ball one. Miles Halbert is 0-2. He is grounded out and hit into a fielder's choice. Out of the windup, Hudson Miller rocks, kicks, deals. Catches the outside corner at the knees for a called strike one. After Halbert, it's Alex Capitz and Tony Eiffeldano for the Warriors. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards shortstop. Bark will pick. Long throw across on target. 6-3 on the putout for out number one. And we're going to get a pinch hitter, Cohen Bryant, Junior.
Number 14 for the Warriors, Cohen Bryant.
So Junior Cohen Bryant, right-handed batter, will step in. Here's Miller's pitch. Inside for ball one. Warriors need a base runner to bring the potential tying run to the plate. But the way the ball really is not carrying today with the wind blowing in, going to need multiple hits. There's a pitch in there for strike one called. One ball and one strike on Cohen Bryant. Miller rocks, kicks, steals. Chopper, left-hand side, played at third base by Fraser. Fires off target, but coming off the bag nicely with Sipple. Made the grab and then tagged out Bryant coming by. 5-3 on the putout, and now the Warriors down to their final out. Tony Ifaldano, who walked and scored back in the first, will step in. Right-handed batter. Here's Miller's pitch. Breaking ball drops down low for ball one. Ifaldano is flown out to center field in the third and the fourth after that walk in the first. Fastball drops a little bit low. That's ball two. Again, base runners are what the Warriors need right now. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. That one is right down the chute, taken for strike one called. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Just misses for ball three. Working quickly is Miller. 3-1. There's a little looper towards center field. Could be trouble. Drops in for a base hit. Second base hit of the game for the Warriors. First hit since the first inning. But now the potential tying run does come to the plate. Ryder Schindler. Schindler has the other Warrior hit, an RBI single back in the first. He's hit it to a fielder's choice and also grounded out. Here's the pitch. Drops down low for ball one. Well, do the Warriors have a seventh inning rally in them? Off of first base is Tony Ifaldano. Miller's pitch. Taken all the way for a strike on the outside corner by Ryder Schindler. Wind starting to howl even a little harder here. One ball, one strike. Misses outside, and that's ball two. Two balls and a strike. Again, Ifaldano leads. There's a ground ball back to the pitcher. Miller halfway to the base, underhands it, and that will do it. Well, Wittenberg Bernawood comes from behind today to earn their sixth win in seven games, defeating the Warriors by a score of 6-4. We'll come right back, recap this one coming up next. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from Wausau West High School, where the Wittenberg-Vernonwood baseball team rallies from a 4-0 deficit to defeat the Wausau West Warriors today by a score of 6-4. With the victory, Wittenberg-Vernonwood is now 6-1 overall. Warriors are now 1-4. Warriors got on the board first in the top of the first inning. A leadoff walk to Tony Ifaldano, who then stole second base. And then he came in on an RBI single by Ryder Schindler to give West a 1-0 lead. Warriors would score 3 runs without benefit of a base hit in the fourth. Leadoff walk to Ty Teske, a hit batsman, to Marshall Helke. Miles Wahlvogel then tried to lay down a sacrifice bunt, but he reached on an error, so the bases were loaded with nobody out. And a couple of errors and a walk, and 3 runs came.